Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. I'm Al Levine, and we're here with some folks from the Youth Self-Advocate Program, Alexander's Angels. And first, we're going to talk with Callie, who's a group member and in the 10th grade. Good morning, Callie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. Okay. So you've got something called a buddy walk that's going to be coming up real soon.
Yes.
Tell me about that. What's going on in the Buddy Walk, and can people register now for that? Is that going to be coming up again soon?
Buddy Walk is an organization that supports people with Down syndrome. It could be adults or children, and everybody gets to get together, and we have like this parade, and it's this whole group that supports people with disabilities.
So it's a walk to raise awareness, to raise funds, all that stuff.
Yes.
And is there another one coming up pretty soon?
There is.
Okay. And how do they register for it? Is there a website they can go to? Is there a website address?
Yes, there is.
Oh.
It's www.alexandersangels.org.
www.alexandersangels.org.
Yes.
Cool. So they can look that up, see what you guys are all about, take place in the Buddy Walk. So the Buddy Walk's coming up again pretty soon. Is it in the fall?
Yes, in October.
Oh, okay. Have you been on any of those before?
Yeah.
What's it like? What happens there?
So there's different groups, and everyone has their own activity. So before the big parade and before the walk, you get to like have these fun activities that everybody gets to participate in. Kids get to enjoy it, and it's just entertaining for everyone.
Okay, cool. And have you met a lot of interesting people at these walks?
I have. Everyone's so nice there.
So your family's really involved with Alexander Angels. Well, how does it make you feel?
Makes me feel good that I get to help people who aren't like me and you, and I know they don't get treated the same way as everyone.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel like good inside to help them out and to see them smile and have fun.
Okay, great. So maybe you saw some other charity events once upon a time and you were like, wow, that's kind of cool. I'd like to get involved with one. And you got involved with this one for Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there a particular reason why you chose Down syndrome as opposed to any other charity?
My sister has Down
syndrome. Oh, okay. Okay. What's your sister's name?
Karlani.
Okay. And how's Karlani today?
She's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you feel like this walk has helped her and people like her?
I think it definitely has. It also gets the kids to make friends and meet new people.
Oh, that's huge. Right. Because then you can form a group and compare notes and like describe your experiences with other people like
yeah.
you. And so you see that these people are like getting a better start at life with that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So again, alexandersangels.org to get involved with the Buddy Walk, which comes up again in the fall. And more details on that are there. So Lauren is up next.
Hello.
And hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you.
So Lauren, you're the group vice secretary and you're in the 9th grade. At JFK High School in Belmore. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with all this stuff.
Well, like you said, I'm in 9th grade. I'm also in the Civil Air Patrol, which gets involved with the Buddy Walk as well. I got involved when I was probably like 2 or 3 years old when the first Buddy Walk began because my grandmother is the president of Alexander's Angels because Alexander is my cousin.
Oh, okay. All right. Tell me a little bit about Civil Air Patrol Cadet. What's that?
So a Civil Air Patrol cadet is an auxiliary of the Air Force, and you can join from age 12 to 21 to be a cadet, and then anywhere above that, you can be a senior, and we help out with not only volunteer work, but we do cadet programs and aerospace and emergency services.
Okay, so you've been involved with this walk for a long time. How do you feel about how it's been going and where it is going?
I really feel like it has been going great, and obviously as time goes on, we can improve because nothing is perfect, but we're getting there, and we're doing a lot better than how we first began.
Well, what do you see as like some things you could use improvement on? And is there anybody out there that you could say, hey, we could use your help. Can you help us?
Well, definitely, you know, there's some people who unfortunately they don't get to know about this organization who have kids with Down syndrome, and this could really help them, which we can definitely improve upon advertising and different ways to reach out to those people. And also, another thing that we could do is we're reaching out into social media now, which is something that is really great for us to get advertising going.
It's a good way to spread the word for sure. And again, your website, alexandersangels.org, and more about the Buddy Walk there. So what's the primary age group that you're targeting for this whole thing?
For the youth group, we target mainly middle school to high school and teenagers. But for the Buddy Walk, we do target all age groups because we have teams that are kids and their families and friends, but we also have adults who are in it who really do get themselves involved and help out.
Okay, cool. Obviously, there are challenges to having Down syndrome, but which ones do you think of first, and which ones do you think you're helping with the most when it comes to this? Certainly helping your members develop socially, doing things like that are part of the plan, right?
Yes. So, I mean, definitely there is a barrier with, you know, talking and really communicating clearly with people with Down syndrome, but as I've seen, as my cousin has grown up and he's developed more and he's gotten a lot better with it, but it's definitely here we try to get our members to talk to each other and really, like, get good friendships so that way they can develop themselves more and become better people.
So with him, where have you seen, like, a major improvement from things like this program that this program offers? Like, what's something that you saw was instrumental to him?
Well, I mean, I've seen him where he will get very upset and, like, will just not know how to communicate with his family. But now he's really able to talk and communicate with them more. And it's easier because he has two sisters and they're able to really understand and get involved with him. So he's doesn't feel alone.
So I'll bet a lot of this has not as well. It does have to do with the person that has Down syndrome, but the family around the person.
And thankfully, we do have people who are involved who really get themselves into it because they want to help their family and their friends out, which is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. So they need some support from their peer group, their circle, and that's something that you guys teach.
Right? Yes.
Awesome. So what's the one thing you would do if you had to summate this all? How would you improve Alexander's Angels overall?
I might improve it by definitely, as I said, advertising ourselves to other people because there are people out there who have kids with Down syndrome who don't know what to do and are very confused because they might never have heard of this before.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to show them that it's okay and that it's okay to be different because we all still accept and love one another, and that's really our main goal here. So I really want to teach other people about that and have them open up and be friends with these people because a lot of people shy away from people that they see disabilities with, but we need to show them that everybody can be accepted and everybody's special in their own way.
Right. Got to educate those people on how to treat these situations with the best methodology, I guess, right?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Anything else you want to add? Like, what's going on in the future? Are there going to be other things besides the walk that you guys are going to get involved with to spread awareness? Or is that going to be your main focus for now?
Well, we do. Our walk is our main event for the year. But then the youth group does have once a year. We go in March to the Broadway Mall in Jericho. And we have a flash mob. It's very nice. And then we also have an art show every other year.
Okay. Still do flash mobs, huh? What was the last flash mob you can remember doing for that event?
Well, we have a giant DJ there, and then Okay. Everybody's wearing the same T-shirt, and we all just dance and have a great time.
So everybody's minding their own business, and all of a sudden you guys show up, and everybody's like, what? And then you break it down and tell everybody.
Yep.
Cool. Next up here is Lily. Lily's the group vice president, college freshman. Your brother has Down syndrome. Avon is his name?
Avon,
yeah. Okay. And how did you get involved with Alexander's Angels, the youth self-advocate group?
Well, about 4 years ago, my family was at the Buddy Walk, and we heard about, like, an opportunity for to get involved in the youth group because it was, like, newly formed then. And I was really interested in, volunteering and stuff. And I went to the first meeting, and I really, like, enjoyed it. Everyone there is really nice.
Okay.
And everything, yeah.
And What are some of the influences you think you've had on Avon since this thing has started? How do you see his improvement?
Like, because of the group?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's good for him to see other people with Down syndrome because he doesn't really know anyone else with Down syndrome. And I think it's good for him to, like, be around, like, people who have Down syndrome so he can learn and grow from seeing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you learned things about communicating with him, too?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, because he's only 7, so, like, seeing them is, like, kind of see, like, how I guess how he's going to be in the future.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. What to expect, that
what
kind
expect,
of thing.
What to expect, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So we talked about some of the activities in the group. Are there other ones that you get involved with besides the two we've already talked about, the walk and the flash mob?
I mean, sometimes we do, like, smaller events, but, like, I would say, like, the big thing we do is, like, the youth group does. Like Laura mentioned, the one at the Broadway Mall, the World Down Syndrome Day event.
Yeah.
And then we do the art show, too, every other year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, we're talking about the walk, and you can find out more about that at alexandersangels.org. Where are you guys based? Do you have another central location, or is it just basically wherever you're going to be, wherever you're going to, you know, do your events? Is there a place to, is that the best place to reach you guys, I guess, is on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got the social media outlets too, right?
Yeah, we have on our website, we have like contact information, like the phone number and the email.
Oh, okay.
The website.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Let's see. So what specifically is your role within the group? How do you describe what you do for them?
Well, I'm the vice president, and I'm also like one of the editors of the newsletter. My responsibilities include planning the events and writing about them in the newsletter.
Okay. Okay. And what's been like some really good news in the newsletter lately that's worth talking about on the radio?
I mean, it's just like updates and stuff. It's not really anything like big.
Just the events in general.
Yeah, just about our events. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can you describe like any specific memories in this whole cause that make you go, you know what? This is worth the time I spend on it. Like there are specific examples of seeing one particular person being affected by it or maybe a group of people. Do you have any stories you can tell us about that?
I don't know. I think just like for me, I think it's like World Down Syndrome Day at the mall. I think just seeing everyone like so happy and like around each other. I think that's really like special.
So it's a team effort.
It's a team effort, yeah.
And it all comes together sort of organically. Can anyone join Alexander's Angels Youth Group?
Yeah, you can just check out our website and see like how to get involved and stuff on our website. Yeah.
Can you think specifically of a person that offers a particular service that you really need for your cause? Like, is there some certain like role that you need served that you don't have right now? Someone with a certain level of expertise in a certain category that you'd be looking for? Because if people are listening to this and going, wow, you know what? How could I get involved with this? Is there someone you think you'd say, hey, yeah, I definitely need somebody who does that? Like, I guess you guys were saying you're looking for sponsors and things like that. So maybe, you know, large companies or groups who might want to get involved would be especially encouraged to look you guys up and see how they can help out.
Yeah.
You say yes to all that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. All right, guys, so any other memories of, like, past walks that you can think of that remind you of how cool this thing is? Like, how many people show up for it, usually? Like, how, has it gotten larger over the years, like, over the last couple? Yeah?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like, how, like, double, triple? Like, is it really starting to grow fast, you think? I don't have to give exact numbers, but, I mean, just in terms of, like, how it's been over the last couple, you see it growing.
Well, we probably had about, like, maybe 5 or 6 teams starting out, but now we have like at least in the teens, if not in the 20s, in the amount of teams of kids with Down syndrome who are now participating.
That's huge. What do you think is going to happen this time around? Think it's going to be even bigger?
I'm hoping that it will because it shows that we're raising awareness and it shows that other people are telling their friends and family, which is absolutely amazing. That's what we want.
Yeah.
But I think that it will be bigger and that every year it does get at least a little bit bigger.
So, I mean, there's certain things you can't control, like the weather, you know, what's going on at the time. Some people might not show up because of that, but hopefully you'll have a nice day and people will pitch into something that's really worthwhile, right?
Yeah.
Guys, let's talk a little bit about this walk specifically. It's Sunday, October 27th, and there's still plenty of time to register, obviously, and you're looking for as many people as you can bring in. We talked about it growing, but we're not sure how many people we're going to get. It's going to be rain or shine. Where is it?
It's at Sunken Meadows State Park.
Okay. And you can find out, again, all the details about it and the group here, alexandersangels.org. And it's more than just a walk, right?
Yes. So the teams, which are the groups that come in with their children or families that have Down syndrome, they set up tents, and they also bring bounce houses, they bring arts and crafts. Callie's mother actually does the arts and crafts for it.
Okay.
And
you can attest to that? That is in fact true?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And are there a lot of different arts and crafts she brings? Like what kind of stuff she bring?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so for this year's Buddy Walk, we're going to be doing a Halloween-themed activity.
Oh, okay.
So some of the things we do are like coloring books. You could do like, paper crafts. You could. So this year we're going to be decorating bags with markers or paint or stickers. And then at the end, then for like an extra treat, we're going to give them candy. So for like as a Halloween themed.
Okay, cool. Sounds fun. And so, Lauren, again, we were talking about it not just being a walk, and it's also not a long walk, right? It's only, what is it
no,
about?
No, it's only 1 mile around.
Okay.
And we have cadets from the Civil Air Patrol station to show you exactly where you're going
to
go.
Okay. And I guess people to talk to the families about what you guys offer and, you know, things that you can help out with when it comes to Down syndrome, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're listening to this, you know someone in a family, you know someone's family that has a person with Down syndrome, this is going to be a cool thing to check out, and you should do it. Again, it's Sunday, October 27th, and when does it get started? Like around 12 noon, you said?
So the actual event starts at 10:30.
Oh, 10:30, okay.
But the walk starts at 12. So during that period, we do have people on the bounce houses. We have a raffle actually there with a couple of cool prizes.
Okay.
And we do also have information tables. And, yeah, we do have a DJ constantly playing.
There you go.
It's very nice to see everybody dancing around and having a nice time.
So not only is it a walk, it's a dance.
Yes.
It's a raffle. It's a lot of things going on.
It's like a whole party.
A fiesta.
Everybody's getting together. Exactly.
Nice. Okay. And, again, more details about it at alexandersangels.org. Guys, what else? How are we feeling about all this? We confident? Feeling good? This can be the biggest one ever?
I mean, I'm definitely excited for it. Being like with this since I was about 2 years old and seeing it grow tremendously, it's just amazing.
What do you remember about that first one you were at?
The first one I was at, I still see pictures online and I just see little me carrying a banner with my brother and my cousin is on his scooter.
There you go. See, this is memorable. If you remember things from when you were two, it's got to be pretty eventful, pretty historical.
Yeah, it was really rainy, but it was beautiful. So it was great.
So it's rain or shine. We're hoping for really good weather, so a ton of people show up. And again, Sunken Meadow?
Yes.
And October 27, and alexandersangel.org, alexandersangels.org, to find out all about it. Get registered. Guys, thanks for joining us today, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Good luck with the cause. It sounds worthy, and it sounds like it is spreading a lot of joy to families who need it. You've been listening to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.